Every year, the John Lennon Fan Club meets outside the Dakota Building in New York City. On December the 8th, 1980, John Lennon was assassinated right here. The assassin was called Mark David Chapman and was 25 years old, 15 years younger than John. The scene happened at 11 p.m. and Chapman shot Lennon 3 times with a .38 revolver, causing his death. Chapman had come from Hawaii a week before and was staying at the Sheraton Center Hotel. That same day, he had asked Lennon for an autograph, maybe his last one. I'm going to ask some of the people gathered here. Excuse me, what's your name?
My name is Mary Church.
How long have you been coming here, Mary?
I've been coming here for 4 years, but this year, 2005, is very important because we are commemorating 25 years since his death.
And where do you come from, Mary?
I come all the way from San Diego in California.
What exactly do you all do here?
We listen to his music, sing along, and remember one of the greatest artists of all times. He was a real genius.
Did you see John when he was alive?
I managed to see him in a concert in Central Park. It was fantastic. He sang all his old hits, and when he sang Imagine, all the crowd lit our lighters and sang along. I couldn't stop crying. It was so moving. It was awesome.
Some people say that John was the member that really split up the Beatles when he married Yoko Ono.
I think Yoko changed John a lot, but John was so great that there were more important things in life than music for him.
What was so special about John?
He was very sensitive. He had a special talent. The problem was, in his last days, he also became an eccentric.
There has been a lot of controversy about his assassination. Do you really think there was a conspiracy behind it?
I know there are conspiracy theories about his death. Some people say that the CIA was behind it. Some others think that Yoko Ono was the person who ordered Chapman to kill him. But I really think Chapman did it because he was a lunatic.
Well, thank you very much and enjoy the night.